all the issues that need to be highlighted on those various sections of the M15. TII have all that information, so they know what they have to do. They just have to provide funding for all these safety interventions to make that particular section of the M15 safer for all road users, particularly the students and staff of Cliftonhead National School.
And the fact that it was an inspection that highlighted these potential hazards, it's very important, I guess, isn't it, to be proactive on this front rather than reactive? Because when you're dealing with lives, when you're dealing with school children's lives, the issue shouldn't be taken lightly. And if these problems are saying, look, these need solving, then there should be one swift response to that, would you say?
Well, definitely. Like, this is a serious report that was carried out and a serious survey that was carried out. And as a result of that, all these issues have been highlighted. Now, we've been raising this for a good few years about the issues of road safety and safety of the students and staff and everybody, pedestrians, everybody through the village of Cliftonhead. So I suppose now, because there is a report and they have requested that interventions be carried out, the council are aware of what's needed. Transport Infrastructure Ireland are aware of what's needed. And then, as I said, with the speed review process that's currently being undertaken, I'm hoping that everything that they've discovered will be fed back into that speed review process as well, and that TII will make the necessary interventions and just make the changes and implement the changes that are recommended so that it's safer for everybody. Because as you said, it is, you know, it's children's lives here that we're talking about as well. And the school is right on the extremely busy N15. It's been highlighted so many times before. I've got petition signed from parents from every school along the N15 there, from all five schools, from parents, from principals. That has all been fed into the TII reports. They cannot say that they're not aware of all this, because we have given them all the information. They don't need any more information. We just need to get funding to put in interventions to make the village safer for everybody.